sounds like you get it from pigs, and you don't get this from pigs. When you look at it on a molecular level, it looks like flu that's frequently seen in pigs, but it's not being seen in pigs. It's being found in humans. So calling it swine flu gives a misimpression that it has something to do with pigs. It does in its distant past, but this is a human influenza. And because there's many different types of H1N1 flu viruses out there, you have to specify which one you're talking about. So the real name or the true accepted name for this virus now is pandemic H1N1 2009. But most of us are just calling it H1N1 2009.